Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Morehill Mount and basketball coach Dan Rafflinger after a win yesterday and a win as well on the 6th as well. So, Coach, two straight wins. First off, starting with your game against Horton, you guys won that 153-36. Your overall thoughts on that win?
Yeah, that final score was definitely not indicative of the competitive battle. Down 3 at half and really just kind of got fortunate that Horton, you know, just missed a decent amount of shots in the second half from outside. Otherwise, that game was going to be a lot closer. So I was real happy with our squad. We were down two big men. That was crucial, and I was definitely worried a little bit about that matchup. But the end result was definitely a good team moment.
Absolutely. Then you guys bounce back. Well, not bounce back, but you win another game against McLeod. And, Coach, you guys really just continued to stay on a roll. As you now won 4 in a row. You win that 154-24.
Yeah, McLeod is a really scrappy physical team. I know they're without maybe, you know, at least one of their top players who hurt himself this summer. And I hate to see that with any player on any team. But, yeah, we got out to a big lead and then kind of settled in a little bit. They had a nice little run. I know we were up 17 at half, and we kind of had a pretty good ending of the third quarter to push it through. So, yeah, any game on the road like that, you can, you know, win over 20 is definitely a rarity. So I was definitely some still things to work on, but definitely happy with the overall. Anytime you go 2-0, you can't be upset with that.
Oh, absolutely. Now you guys take on Valley Falls at home coming up next, and what's some things you know about this Dragons team?
I know that... they're obviously coming off a Final Four appearance at state last year. I know they lost, coach's son with another senior, but I know they're still a very dangerous squad with Zach Evans, Hayden Carney. And I know their point guard, Cervantes, I don't know the extent of his injury. I don't know if he'll be playing Friday or not, or if that's going to be longer. And he's a big punt at the point guard if they are missing him. But I know they're still a talented team with or without him. I know they'll be a tough matchup for us Friday, but I look forward to the challenge.
Yeah, then after that, you guys have the McLeod invite. Tell us what you know about the field and your expectations for that tournament.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if I've even got an email yet. I think I know who's in it. I know there's four schools from our league. I know Pleasant Ridge, McLeod, obviously, Horton, and ourselves, but the other four, I think it's Care Paraville, Riverside, Bishop Ward, and Maranatha. My notes that were sent to me are correct, but I haven't seen an official release yet. But if that stands true, I know that those will be some difficult teams. We're not sure who we're playing with. I know we'll play Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. But, yeah, it'll be good to play against some non-league teams. Hopefully we get some of those matchups just to see some different styles and some different faces. Because, of course, the second round of league play will be a gauntlet of seeing the same teams again for the second time.
Yeah, sure will. And, Coach, I know you guys are going to be great. And best of luck coming up for your game on Friday and then your tournament coming up next week. And I'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, appreciate your time.
That was Dan Rafflinger, the Morehill Mount Boys head basketball coach here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.